For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. The Black Lives Matter movement has put the concept of citizens' review boards high up in the conversation in Rock Hill and Chester, two cities that have vastly different relationships with their police departments. By all measures, Rock Hill citizens generally, not entirely, but generally, think highly of their police department. The city's Black residents are just as quick to say so as its white ones.
I love working with Chief Watts. I mean, I just really could not have asked for a better chief of police for Rock Hill in terms of his ability to give an answer to what the community wants.
Apostle Norma Gray is the chair of the Legal Redress Committee for Rock Hill's NAACP chapter. That means she works a lot with Rock Hill PD and its chief, Chris Watts. But Gray and the NAACP are not working with the city on developing a citizens review board. In fact, the city is developing its own. It's not exactly a competition, Gray says. It's an effort to bring different ideas to the table.
And I just thought it was necessary that the citizens put together a proposal so that they can have another option to look at.
The NAACP's option, as it's being drawn, would leave city officials and police officers off the board. Gray says that a board filled with people on the city payroll could be tempted to be not so diligent in how cases get reviewed. The city, for its part, isn't likely to agree with that.
You can't create a delegation that doesn't have the rule of law behind it.
John Geddes is Rock Hill's mayor. He's also an attorney.
If you have a commission or citizens review board that is constituted by the city, then it has all the benefits and the power of the city to make sure things are done the way they should be.
Geddes worries that without official participation on a citizens review board, board members would simply not get access to case records, thereby rendering the whole entity toothless. But while Rock Hill is taking its time to craft a board that will stand up to scrutiny, Chester is already through its first reading for an ordinance that could be set to go as early as August. Chester's expedience is in part sparked by the November police shooting death of Ariane McCree, a relative of Chester Mayor Wanda Stringfellow. Stringfellow has called on the officers involved in McCree's death to be fired for failing to follow department protocols, but she insists her relation to McCree does not cloud her judgment as a public official who oversees the police department.
I've been criticized by members of the community that I may not have been sensitive enough towards the family, which happens to be a part of my family. And my response to that is, I have a job to do.
Beyond the McCree incident, there are frequent accusations that Chester's police officers are bigoted or belligerent, Stringfellow says.
Recently, we received complaints about racial profiling, and it wasn't white officers on black officers, it was black officers on black children.
The fact that Chester's chief of police is black is of little comfort to residents who call her, she says. Chief Williams is, of course, aware that a lot of Chester's residents don't trust the police. I first asked him about it back in December on a visit to City Hall.
When I hear that from someone, I have to just basically ask them, can I earn your trust? What do I have to do, or what can I do to earn your trust? Because what I'm doing is trustworthy. If I can't stand up for what's right, and if you can't trust me, then I do not need to be in this position.
One position he won't be in is on the Citizens Review Board. Not if Mayor Stringfellow has her way.
The police department will not be a part of this board.
One other way the city is looking to build that trust is through transparency. On Thursday evening, the city will kick off a 10-week course called Street Law 101. It's designed to give participants an inside look at how the Chester Police Department operates. And it covers citizens' rights and how citizens should ideally conduct themselves if they are ever to encounter the police. In Rock Hill, I'm Scott Morgan for South Carolina Public Radio. Take a much deeper dive into this story at southcarolinapublicradio.org.